1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Cammy McCormick. The smoke and haze from the Eastern Canada wildfires is causing havoc in the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic U.S., disrupting air travel and making life miserable for many. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
We are seeing air quality at a level that is dangerous for everybody still, not just people who have underlying medical conditions or who are very young or very old.
The air quality in Philadelphia is the worst anywhere, according to meteorologist KYW Radio's Tim Jimenez. Is there.
It's something out of like some sci-fi movie.
And it smells like a campfire no matter where you go. Officials say even those who are healthy can feel the effects of the poor air quality, and people are certainly feeling it.
My throat hurts and it's bad. I mean, it's like having major allergies.
Sore throat. Just hard to breathe. So it's been very taxing on my body.
The expectation is that the smoke will clear in the coming days. Tim Jimenez for CBS News, Philadelphia.
So what's next? Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen says there are now others in the bullseye.
The low pressure area that's off the New England coast is actually going to shove the airflow from Canada off to the west. This takes away some of the smoke from the east coast, but brings it over towards the Ohio Valley and the Great Lakes region.
The Supreme Court has just ruled in a major redistricting case in Alabama in a surprise move, backing black voters there in the case and challenging a Republican-drawn electoral map which it found violated a federal law prohibiting racial discrimination in voting. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson on Chief Justice Roberts' opinion.
What he really said today is that Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act that guards against vote dilution, among other things, on the basis of race still has teeth. That still has a place in our country.
Longtime religious right figure and former presidential candidate Pat Robertson has died.
With only one exception, New Hampshire, I have scored either number one or number two in every single contest I've been in.
He did not win, but was widely considered one of the most successful televangelists ever. His death was announced by the Christian Broadcasting Network. Fewer Americans are willing to tip these days, as Jim Grisula reports.
Two-thirds of Americans now have a dim view of tipping, with most of us tipping less because of inflation and economic concerns. That's according to a survey from Bankrate, which found hairstylists and barbers suffering the biggest decline in tipping, down about 13% over the past year. Tips to restaurant and food delivery workers are down nearly 10%.
This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay, and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Win the battle against rust and corrosion with PB Blaster at O'Reilly Auto Parts. PB Blaster quickly busts loose rusted, corroded, or frozen parts. PB Blaster is great for everything from bolts to frozen locks. Right now, pick up an 11-ounce bottle of PB Blaster for just $6.99, plus get 2x O Rewards points. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This episode of Eye on Travel is brought to you by Viking, providing all-inclusive voyages on rivers, oceans, and lakes around the world. Designed for curious travelers with interest in science, history, culture, and cuisine. Viking chairman Torsten Hagen often says, Viking offers experiences for the thinking person, with no children and no casinos on board. Learn more at Viking.com. That's Viking.com.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. The Brittany Sailor Bluegrass at the Lake Memorial Music Festival is this Thursday through Saturday at Red Sand Beach on Lake Wazicha. Thursday's band is Southbound, and they play from 7 to 11. It's only $5, and kids under 18 get in free with a paying adult. You can bring in lawn chairs and blankets, but no carry-ins are allowed. The Wisconsin Rapids Lions Club will be selling beer, wine, soda, water, and food. Tickets are on sale now at bluegrassatthelake.com, where you can find the band lineup for Friday and Saturday. There will be free family events during the day on Saturday. The recently modified Rapids Rediscovered Housing Investment Program will now allow for renter-occupied construction to qualify for funding. Grants of up to $10,000 are available to strengthen existing neighborhoods through reinvestment by creating new construction. To be eligible for the grant, you must own the property or have a purchase agreement in hand. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Highs level off around 75 this afternoon under mainly sunny skies. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 44. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Lots of sunshine. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 80. Chance for scattered storms Saturday. Chance for scattered rain showers on Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 67.
Indicative.
Hey, can we focus?
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada yada yada.
Welcome to the second hour of As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere, and it is Thursday. So that means we have our weekly segment, Public Cervix Announcement with Dr. Kristen Lyerly, where we tackle some women's health, some general health, but in general, we talk about health issues and rely on her medical expertise. Dr. Lyerly, how are you doing this week?
So good. Talking about the stuff that nobody else really wants to talk about, but everybody wants to know about. That's what we do here.
That is what we do here. How do you, what would you classify that as? Just like health in general?
I think it is, because so many of the things that we're afraid to talk about affect our general health. All of the, you know, dicey women's health stuff, like sex. But I mean, it affects so many different parts of your physical life, your social life, your mental life, like you name it. So
I do,
let's talk about it.
I do. And I've said this to both Jane and you off air, but I'll say it on air because I don't have a filter. What I love is, you know, a lot of the callers we've get in the show, like we have a pretty, I think our audience is pretty split between men and women. And I just love the idea of when we're talking about like a lot of sexual reproductive health and
menopause
and periods and pregnancy, the amount of men out there that we're reaching with this conversation. Because I'll say any of those things without blushing once.
But I think a lot of men do want to know, like they really want to understand what's happening, but they are the least likely people to actually ask those questions because, I mean, for so many reasons, like maybe they feel they shouldn't be, or maybe they don't feel like they have the right place to ask those questions. So here, we are the place.
We are the
place.
Send
us messages. Call us. We'll answer your questions.
Exactly.
We're not afraid.
You can always text us any of your questions. You don't have to be on the phone. You don't have to go on record. We won't even have to say your name.
Absolutely not.
844-967-2789. You're always welcome to text us or call us with your questions or email us with your questions at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. So, topics for this week. Let's start off with some topics that are specific, some headlines that are specific to Wisconsin and also specific to me, because as we've said multiple times, I am pregnant. And news story, pregnant women exposed to higher levels of PFAS more likely to have children with a high BMI. That is interesting. So they're linking PFAS to weight?
To childhood obesity, which is epidemic proportions and has been growing for the past few decades. This is hot off the presses. I literally saw this on an email as I was looking through my notes and getting ready for the show this morning. So the difference that they saw with these women who were exposed to PFAS was nominal. It wasn't huge. But when you extrapolate this to a population size, it has the potential to be a real key factor, a key player in the problem that is this expanding childhood obesity issue.
That is... And was there any explanation of what it is about, and is it, or if it expands to children who then are exposed to PFAS and that likelihood of having a high BMI, or is it just specifically while you're pregnant?
This one specifically looked at moms who were exposed to PFAS and the risk for having children later who developed childhood obesity. And, you know, that could certainly be multifactorial. It's not a, you can't pin it on just PFAS. I mean, there are lots of different reasons we believe why childhood obesity is increasing. But PFAS is a problem in so many different ways, but it's subtle. You know, it's hard for us to really wrap our heads around this because the water tastes fine. It seems fine. But scientifically, we know that this is a huge problem in many different arenas. This is just another consideration that we really hadn't thought about before.
But also the thing with, I think when I think about PFAS, it's our water for sure. But with specifically being a woman, when it comes to forever chemicals, is how much of it is in our makeup. Mm-hmm. Like waterproof mascara, that is literally like anything that is water resistant, waterproof, and the stuff that we put on our skin so it doesn't smudge and it doesn't run when we cry is mm-hmm. It's PFAS. It's that is what PFAS is. It's water resistant, retardant, like fire retardant. You know, it's stuff that creates a barrier, and it's things that we have willingly put on our skin and in our body, not realizing what the long-term ramifications of it are going to be. And I don't know if there's been studies that women have higher rates of it, but when you look at some of the products that we use and what we're now realizing goes into them, I wouldn't be terribly surprised if we are.
Well, and can I just say this about waterproof mascara? That stuff is like concrete. And the fact that you can't get it off
without a vat of Vaseline
is a sign that something is not good.
But when you are just figuring out how to put mascara on, when you're learning about, you just think all of those products are going to be safe because they're mm-hmm. out there and they're available. So why wouldn't they be safe? But I think this is a really great point, and I'd love to explore this. Maybe we could even do this on a future show where we talk about, it's not just PFAS, it's all these other chemicals and the way they test these chemicals that we put in, like on our lips. Our lips mm-hmm. are some of the most vulnerable areas on our body. The skin is so thin and we absorb so much through our lips, and we're putting toxic chemicals on our lips so that they can be pinker and prettier. We could do better. There are better alternatives out there,
which we can talk about. All right. But the mm-hmm. next headline I wanted to talk about is, there's been a breakthrough for endometriosis, right?
Mm-hmm.
So first, let's just start. What is it?
So endometriosis is something that affects up to 10% of women in the United States. It's common. And it often manifests as really painful periods or heavy periods, or maybe down the road when you're trying to get pregnant, infertility. It is really a confusing disease. Ultimately, what it means is that the tissue that's supposed to be inside of your uterus, which is really special tissue that responds to hormonal stimulation, this tissue somehow gets outside of the uterus into weird places. Sometimes it's in common places like on the ovaries or like behind the uterus. By the way, did you know your uterus is kind of like a puppet? It moves around. Did you know this?
Like a sock puppet or like a Muppet? What kind of puppet are we talking about?
Then I want mine to be Jan from the Muppet Show, if that's what we're going with.
What do you mean it's like a puppet?
Like a Muppet. So it moves, because think about it. So your uterus is anchored down at the bottom by the cervix. So mm-hmm. that's where it's kind of like stuck to the rest of you. But it has to have the space to be able to expand. Like, you have a widely expanded uterus right now.
I do. It's everyone who saw me over the weekend was like, oh, you're pregnant. I was like, yeah, you can see it now.
So in order to give it that room to grow, the top of the uterus has to have a lot of flexibility. So when it's not pregnant and it's little, it can like flop around inside of you. I've actually done a C-section for someone where the uterus had twisted 180 degrees. And when we did her C-section, we made the incision on the backside of her uterus. And after the baby was out, we just turned it back around again the way that it was supposed to be. Crazy.
Does that was like that a complicated situation for her?
Well, not surprisingly, she was having a hard time having her baby.
I would think.
And we didn't know that her uterus was rotated because you can't really tell on ultrasound. So it just seemed like she had a normal pregnancy. And we went back to do the C-section. And sure enough, it was rotated around. And because it was twisted like that, it couldn't open up and the baby couldn't make his way through. So that was how that baby came out. But anyway, I'm getting distracted. So your uterus, which is like a puppet so that it can move around a lot, if that tissue from inside the uterus gets implanted in places outside of the uterus, like behind, between the uterus and the rectum, that tissue still responds to your hormones. So when your estrogen level is high during your regular cycle, it causes that tissue to react and to create that menstrual type blood that if it's in your uterus, you shed it. But if it's not in your uterus, there's no place for it to go. So it just continues to grow and get sticky and gum things together. And so sometimes when I am looking inside of someone and they have endometriosis, their pelvis can be entirely locked up with this tissue, this scar tissue and this endometriosis tissue that has the ovaries kind of locked in and the back of the uterus locked down. It can be incredibly painful.
Wow. Okay. And so what is the news? What is the breakthrough for it?
So the breakthrough is that there are different types of endometriosis. And this is another part of what makes it so confusing. I could look inside of someone's body and they could have the worst endometriosis I've ever seen, but be totally asymptomatic. Or I could look inside and see hardly anything, but just do some random biopsies just to be on the safe side and find out that they have endometriosis. So it's very confusing. And what they found with this Australian study is that there are different types of endometriosis. So they took every type that is known and they were able to replicate that in the lab. What that does for us as scientists is it gives us something to aim treatment toward. So like, for example, breast cancer. It used to be that all breast cancer was felt to be the same. You have breast cancer, it's breast cancer, we treat breast cancer. But now what we do is we know the hormonal makeup. We know what the breast cancer responds to. So they target the treatment specifically to the type of breast cancer that we have. And we've increased the survivability of breast cancer because we've been able to target these treatments. So hopefully down the road, and this is a far down the road thing, so things haven't changed yet for the treatment of endometriosis, but hopefully down the road, we'll have targeted treatments and we'll be better able to treat endometriosis.
Got it. Good to know. All right. Well, how much time do we have, Jane?
We have 90 seconds.
Do we have time to get one comment?
It's going to be real quick. This is Michael from Eagle. Thank you so much for calling, Michael. What do you want to say?
Yeah, first-time caller, I just kind of wanted to comment on what you guys were first talking about with, like, the forever chemicals and, like, the PFAS. And, like, I worry about, like, the more things that I see about that like, so I'm a millennial, and I worry about that being, like, our generation's version of, like, what boomers are going through with, like, lead poisoning. And from the lead gas and everything like that. And I worry about, like, you know, us just now figuring out and, like, how much it's, like, inundated our water system and everything else. And, like you said, cosmetics and all that. That's going to be like what we find out later has caused a lot of issues long term. And so that's my fear. And just I guess I kind of want the doctor's comments on that, what she thought of that.
We got to go to a break right now, but thanks so much for the call and the question. We'll come back with that when we come back as far as what that could mean, PFAS can mean for us long term. But also, I want to get your opinion on how serious we should take Surgeon General warnings when it comes to public health. So this is Public Service Announcement on As Goes Wisconsin with Dr. Kristen Lyerly, Kristen Bry, and Jane Matinair. We will be back right after the break.
Join the Port Edwards Firefighters Association and Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI in celebrating the Port Edwards Fire Department's 100th anniversary. On Friday, June 16th, WIRI will be on location from 5 to 7 p.m. at 431 Latender Avenue, 36th Annual Street Dance.
featuring the band Genesee opening for the headliner Road Trip. It's a night of fun and community with door and raffle prizes and food and beverages available for purchase. Come on down and help us make this year our best year yet. We will see you there.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official mill plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair, and we are doing our weekly segment, Public Cervix Announcement, with Dr. Kristen Lyerly, who is our health guru. Basically, also here and on, twice a week with Pat Kreitlow on Up North News?
Usually on Mondays, we just do fun stuff, and then on Thursdays, we do like an upstream health piece where we talk about some of the upstream things that affect our own personal health, stuff like PFAS.
There you go.
And you talk about upstream.
Which is coming back to the question we had at the end, or I guess kind of the topic in general.
From Michael in Eagle.
In Eagle, about what is this our generation's lead pipes? Mm-hmm. Of, you know, lead pipes were everywhere. And what that, and I mean, granted, it's still a thing. It's still a thing. Just look at Flint or Milwaukee. But long term, are we still kind of just only scratching the surface for what kind of damage this is going to do to people?
Hey, I feel like this is bigger than lead pipes.
Really?
Because lead pipes, you could go in and replace the pipes and you were done with the problem. But we have polluted our groundwater and most of us have been exposed to PFAS. It's just people in places with higher concentrations that are going to have more of the effects. And, you know, we're talking about childhood obesity, but PFAS has been associated with increased cholesterol levels, changes in liver enzymes, decreased birth weight, increased risk of preeclampsia and blood pressure problems in pregnancies, decreased vaccine response in children, it affects our immune system, and increased risks of kidney and testicular cancers, to name a few. And all the data's not in. I mean, we're just starting to get the results of the studies that we started a few years ago. So there's so much more to learn about PFAS. Michael was right on point. This is a really big deal.
Well, and where my mind just went, when you said preeclampsia and some of the complications it can give for having a baby and knowing the parts of Wisconsin that are dealing with this the most right now, which there's a mm-hmm. lot of parts of Wisconsin that yes. are dealing with this, but it is in more rural areas, mm-hmm. we're also having a OBGYN crisis. Like we have, right. We've talked about this before. Like there's certain swaths of Wisconsin where like, you have to go very far to find someone who can help you deliver your baby, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you have a higher risk pregnancy, you're going to need more care, more regular visits, more ultrasounds. And when you deliver, you're probably going to need to deliver at a higher acuity center. And how far away is Marshfield or Green Bay or the Twin Cities? If you live in the north, the Northwest, you don't have a lot of options. That's really hard on you. It's hard on your family. It's expensive. I mean, you know, it's complicated. And these are all things that in many cases are preventable if we can be responsible, make responsible decisions, have responsible legislators who are actually thinking about the people as they're putting together legislation about PFAS, instead of just throwing money at the problem, actually, you know, creating programs that will eliminate the problem instead of just appealing to the masses.
Oh, Kristen, a girl can dream.
You got to say it, right?
I know.
All right. Well, we're not going to have as much time as I wanted to talk about this topic, so maybe we'll have to come back to it. But I saw this from the New York Times, and the headline was, "A Half Century of Surgeon General Warnings. Public advisories from the nation's top doctor are infrequent, but sometimes become turning points in American life." And most recently, our current Surgeon General, Dr. Vivek Murthy, had put out a Surgeon General's warning about social media. I think that's the most recent one. And loneliness, right? Those are the two kind of most recent ones. And it's interesting because the article goes through some of the major turning points that past Surgeon General warnings have created in the culture. So it's like cigarettes and AIDS and violence on TV and video games. And so, like, as a doctor, as a medical doctor, but you also have an MPH, right? Some Master's in Public Health. Like,
yeah.
How serious, when these things come out, like, are they a big deal, or are they just kind of another headline as far as how they get implemented into the culture and like what we do and do not do?
They're a big deal. So the Surgeon General's office produces reports, and they are in different tiers. The reports, calls to actions, and advisories, which are the warnings. And these are intended to inform and improve the public health of people living in the United States. So like I mentioned, the advisories are those warnings. And I think the most prominent type of advisory is, you think about like on the back of a cigarette package, there's the Surgeon General's warning about cigarettes. That was 1964. That was one of the earliest examples. And look what happened. In 1964, the Surgeon General put that information out there. In 1965, we started to see our leaders. Congress acted. In 1970, there was another big action. And we've seen the number of cigarette-related deaths decrease, and the usage decrease over time. Of course, cigarettes are the most preventable way of decreasing long-term health effects, including cancers and lung disease and secondary health effects. So this is something that was it was a no-brainer. The stuff that Dr. Murthy is working on now is really innovative and very different. And when you hear him talk about it, it's really personal to him. A lot of it is related to, you know, COVID. When he lived through COVID, he really found himself feeling isolated and thinking about how he and his children were interacting with social media. And I think that was part of what drove this kind of subtle, like cigarettes are kind of in your face. The social media stuff is more subtle, more complicated, multifactorial, but no less important and no less of a crisis here in this country.
And it's interesting because I know we only have 1 minute left, but this analogy just kind of popped in my head. Like, I've been pretty honest of past life, had an eating disorder when I was young, and something with an eating disorder, unlike cigarettes or drinking, like you have to eat food, right? You have to learn how to live with food. And to a certain extent with like social media and like the effects it's having on our brains and on our kids, like, we're not just going to ban social media or how we like interact with the internet. So it's like this gray area of trying to live with it, but put healthy boundaries around it, maybe put regulations on it. And I don't know. That's where I'm going to end us for today, because we're coming up in a break. It's never long enough. Dr. Lyerly, as always, so much fun to have you here. We need a longer segment, I think. I'll see you next week.
This is why we talk about these things, right? Because they matter. Thank you for the opportunity, as always.
All right. When we come back, a Wisconsin beer update with Wisconsin's Beer Baron.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin.
On Saturday, the Fourth Degree Knights of Columbus will hold a broad burger and hot dog cookout to raise funds for the Never Forgotten Honor Flight. Saturday, June 10th, they will be at Metro Market in Plover. They're hoping to raise enough funds to send 10 veterans on the Never Forgotten Honor Flight. The cost is $500 per veteran. Help out our veterans with this great fundraiser this Saturday, June 10th, from 11 to 2 at the Metro Market in Plover. Veterans can eat free with their vet ID. The design is nearly complete for Wausau's new skateboard park. Plans and the works for the space will be largely grant and donation funded. The park will be located at the same site at Oak Island. The new park would be nearly twice the size as the current skate facility. Flyers are in place at the park with a QR code for quick donations. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on your locally grown radio station.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Want to add to your family? How about someone with fur or feathers? Join WFHR at Petpalooza Sunday, June 11th at the Southwood County Humane Society. Our sponsors, the Rough Ranch, Sparhawk Trucking, Express Recycling, Crockett Septic, and PepsiCo in Wisconsin Rapids, Current Technologies and Port Auto Service in Port Edwards love animals too and are inviting all of you to join all of us at the pet event of the year. Meet animals like those you hear about on our Pet of the Week segment and talk with area businesses who can answer your pet care questions. But that's not all. Craft and food vendors, live music, and we're collecting aluminum cans, gently used shoes, and donations to support the Humane Society's important efforts here. It's WFHR's Petpalooza, Sunday, June 11th from 10 to 4 at the Southwood County Humane Society, 3621 64th Street North in Wisconsin Rapids. With thanks to our sponsors. Live on stage, a tribute from Steve Bobbitt, Logan Ramey, and Christopher Lonsdorf. The rock and roll sounds of Rod Stewart, Elvis, and Buddy Holly. Also country artists Jeff Landon and Jeff Cannon. And don't miss the Blues Brothers. Bring a lawn chair for all the shows. Free admission and enjoy over 70 booth vendors, kids games, the Zor Clowns, and concessions. It's all happening during the Holiday Spirit Zor Funster Benefit Event. Saturday, October 14th and 15th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. 100 baskets to raffle with 100 winners and 100% of the raffle going to the Shriners Children's Hospitals. A car cruise in each day, weather permitting. Special treats. Captain America, Batman, and the Kit Car from Knight Rider. Saturday is costume day. Dress up for some spooktacular fun. An event for the whole family Saturday, October 14th and 15th at Arnott Lions Park, corner of Highway J and 4th Street in Arnott. Sponsored in part by Renee's Red Rooster, Chatterbox, Sparhawk Trucking, and Civic Media.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit destinationswisconsin.com.
Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Hi, this is J.R. Siewert of Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, and I'd like to invite you to tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up, and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or a seller. So please tune in. We look forward to hearing from you and even taking your questions during the show.
That's Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday morning at 10:30, right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Highs level off around 75 this afternoon under mainly sunny skies. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 44. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Lots of sunshine. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 80. Chance for scattered storms Saturday. Chance for scattered rain showers on Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 67.
And we are here with... It's been a while. We've missed a month. But we... Oh, you are... Chris, can I hear you?
Uh-oh.
Oh, there he is. Now I can hear you.
Okay.
But
all right, great.
We are here for our monthly Wisconsin Beer News update with Wisconsin's beer baron, Chris Drosner, who is the executive editor of Milwaukee Magazine and also the author of the Beer Baron column for the Wisconsin State Journal. But it's been, we didn't do last month, so I'm very excited to have you back on the show.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. Thanks.
So, it's like beer festival time, right? The summer is here. The beer gardens are aplenty. It feels like there's a new one popping up every week, but there's also lots of beer events happening this summer. And you wrote something about this recently. And so what are your kind of takeaways as far as entering into the summer season of beer events?
Yeah, it's summer is a really big season, obviously, for beer. I mean, I think people just kind of that they drink beer, but also, like, you know, in the industry, it's a big time. There's a lot of volume moving, and you know, and these events that kick up are kind of, you know, part of that framework. And yeah, I mean, this is the right time to get outside and you know, spend a few hours in a park or whatever, drinking beer. And it's been an interesting, you know, since the pandemic kind of shut a lot of these events down, it's been interesting to see how they've kind of ramped up. And it's pretty clear that the beer festival, like, thing is a little bit less than it was.
I think
it's probably coming from both ways. Like, I think there's the interest in, like, exploring and trying a whole bunch of different new beers is down a little bit. And I think there's some fatigue on the brewery side of things too. Like, you know, taking an extra day to go out on a Saturday to, you know, kind of, you know, beer festivals are always tricky because there's these two things, right? Like, when I go to a beer festival, I want to try a whole bunch of different new beers, mm-hmm. and sample and talk about beer with people. But there's a lot of people who go to beer festivals just to get drunk. And
no,
that side what? Of things, that
it's like when they
come
go,
on,
you don't think people go wine tasting to just try a new wine and not get drunk?
Right. Maybe that's been implicit the whole time, but I think for a long time, breweries did see them as legitimate, like, kind of avenues to convert new customers and yeah. reach new people that they wouldn't be reaching otherwise through their tap rooms or, you know, at sampling events at stores or whatever. And I think at this point, like, people know that craft beer is a thing. You're not going to be really turning that thing on. You're not really going to be, like, especially for the older breweries, like anybody who's at these things pretty much knows the big
who's
state breweries.
Who's going to be there?
Yeah. I mean, there's going to be some value in kind of the newcomers and trying new things and that sort of thing. But I think that there's a lot of fatigue in the industry side of things. So, And I think we're seeing that kind of on both sides. Like, you know, the big one of the summer every year in Wisconsin is the Great Taste of the Midwest in Madison. That's the second Saturday in August. And that for the first time that I've ever been covering it for 15 plus years or whatever, they had tickets that were not sold. The tickets are sold in-person events way ahead. And those they will sell the tickets. It will sell out. But that those got plowed into this online lottery system that they do. And this is it is an amazing festival. Like, it is truly exploratory. There's, like, more than 100 breweries. It's in a great setting. And I think those kind of things are, and brewers are still excited about events like that. So I think what you're kind of like, where the way that I'm thinking about festivals this summer and probably for the near future is, what are the festivals that really bring something special? Either a focus on a certain type of beer, like, you know, the Third Space IPA festival in August, or Lager and Friends, which was a couple of weeks ago here in Milwaukee as well. You know, so, or is there a really special setting or something else that really sets it apart? Like, you know, next weekend is the Door County Beer Festival, which is a really nice one in Bailey's Harbor. And then, also the Wisconsin Beer Lovers Festival in Glendale at Bayshore, which is a fundraiser for the Wisconsin Brewers Guild. So, you know, those are the kind of breweries festivals where breweries are excited to come out and you know, kind of deal with all the drunk people and, mm-hmm. and the, you know, I mean, from that side of the tent, it's kind of a pain in the butt, you know?
Yeah.
Like, all these people who are like, what's your lightest beer? Or what's your highest ABV beer? And all the, you know, it becomes a little bit of a, S show.
It's,
you know what I mean.
Well, it's that, but I'm trying to think of days when I worked in tech and we had to go to like, you know, like conferences, and you had to, it was like, you'd be on the floor with your booth and people would come around and they'd want free stuff and you'd have to talk to them about your like SaaS software. Yeah. And, but most of the time they weren't that interested and it wasn't a real lead whatsoever. But I'm trying to think of like, that has to be the equivalent to people who work at the breweries who are like, well, we're going to go to this event. People are going to kind of come up. It's probably a little bit more fun than talking about software, but still, it's like you're dealing with drunk people. You're dealing with people who may or may not, like, they're just trying to get their, yeah, they show you their wristband, and it's still a job. It sounds more fun than probably other jobs, but it's still, you know, probably not the most glamorous part.
Yeah. And I think one thing that sets the better beer festivals apart from just the others is whether who you're talking to. If you do want to talk about beer at that tent, right? Like it may, like a lot of these, it'll just be a volunteer pouring or somebody who doesn't really know anything about the beer that they're pouring. And, you know, that's kind of a bummer, you know?
Yeah.
I think that people want to be able to ask about, hey, this is interesting. Like, why is this beer the way it is or something? And have a good answer for it. You know, so I think some of those festivals where you actually have brewer staff on site, that's really where I'm spending my money. And I mean, like, let's be honest, like these things are not cheap. They can be the going rate this year is around $50. And then yeah, you can go up to 75 for like a lot of them have like these VIP hours where it's like exclusive access and extra beers and swag and stuff. So,
and then you got to pay for the Uber afterwards because don't drink
right
and drive.
Absolutely not.
So then I guess, Chris Drossner, what would you recommend? So knowing that we have a statewide audience now, what are like your top three beer events you think people should check out this summer?
Well, I think those two next weekend are really, those are on the good, definitely on the good list. That's the Door County Beer Festival in Bailey's Harbor, next Saturday, June 17th. And then also the Wisconsin Beer Lovers Festival, which is also the same Saturday in Glendale. Those are two great ones. I mean, you know, I'm going to mention, I used to not tell people to try to go to the Great Taste of the Midwest in Madison because it is, you know, you have to get your tickets in May and it takes a lot of doing to go to that festival, but it is the best festival I've ever been to.
Really?
And that's really the highlight. Yeah, it is. It really is. And I've been to Great American Beer Festival, the big one out in Denver, and a lot of other ones. And this is the big daddy. This is the one where if you are a beer person, this is the one you have to go to because all the breweries save all their cool beers for this event. They'll brew special beers just for this event. It is you get a lot of breweries that you will not see on shelves in Wisconsin. You know, you have, I think they had like 130 or something last year, maybe more. So that's just breweries. I mean, there's more than you can go to 100%. And, you know, it's the atmosphere is super celebratory. The brewers actually want to come to this one because they might be coming from Kansas or Ohio or wherever. And this is like a big deal. They get to go to Madison, have, you know, party it up, have a good time, and then hang out in this beautiful lakeside park. It's at Olin Park in Madison.
Yeah.
And be around people who are super excited about beer. The bar of entry has always made it more less of the drunk S show and more of the you know, kind of discussion and the positive aspects of beer festivals. But you know, the looser ticket thing is changing, and you can go. I used to not advise people to just go and figure it out, but you can go and figure it out now. Like there are tickets that are being sold. You know, they're on site, you know, people selling tickets, extras that they have or whatever on site, right outside the gate, you know, get a hotel room and give it a shot.
It is.
And if not, that whole night is fun. It's a good time either.
There's a lot of energy captured in Madison, like with the whole, the entire event. But that's a good point, what you said about like to a certain extent, having a higher bar for the barrier to entry being the cost. Because immediately I was just thinking about the classic story from like 20 years ago with Martini Fest at the Art Museum in Milwaukee, when it was like basically free to go. And they thought like, oh, let's have college students drink open bar martinis at an art museum. What could go wrong?
Yeah, I mean, I would say it's not even the cost. It's like the how hard. Like you have to just plan ahead a lot mm-hmm. more, and you have to know about it and make plans and that sort of thing. And but that's still an effect. I mean, that's still a factor. And it's just really well run. It's put on by the Madison Homebrewers Guild, and so they you know it's a nonprofit, so they're not trying to. You know, these for-profit ones are a little dicey, but you know, I think the vibe is just very good. It's like beer Christmas, basically.
Absolutely. All right. We're talking to Chris Drosner, who is the executive editor at Milwaukee Magazine and the author of the Beer Baron column for the Wisconsin State Journal. So also just, I guess, in general, with the summer being here, what makes a good summer beer? Are there any new summer beers that you think are especially tasty that people should check out?
Yeah, I know we're a little short on time than our previous double segment.
We got about like,
I'm just going to say this right up front.
3 minutes. Yeah.
Okay. So New Glarus Pilsner is a Pilsner, which is like kind of the most approachable, one of the most approachable and kind of like beer like styles, like for just regular beers. So they came out with a Pilsner this year that replaced one of my favorite beers, Kid Kolsch. It is really, really good. And okay. I just want to get that recommendation out there out front. I gave it 5 stars in my review. Oh, wait, maybe it was 4.5 stars earlier this spring. So it's great, as you'd expect from New Glarus. But yeah, you want to have light, obviously light body, drinkability. Balance is really important between sweet and bitter. You know, a little effervescence is good. It's got to be dry. I think that's an underrated aspect of kind of, it's one of the reasons why like hard seltzer, I think, has been a really popular thing the last few years for summers, which is we haven't been seeing as much of that lately this year, but you know, but that dry kind of maybe a little bit of a mineral kind of finish to kind of propel you into that next sip and make you want to take that next sip. So
I seem to never have a problem with that. I look for of wanting to take the next sip.
Right. Yeah. As though I needed some excuse.
That's interesting because I feel like when I think of summer beers, I think of like Blue Moon and sweeter beers that come with like a piece of fruit in it. But you're saying mm-hmm. really more drier beers?
I mean, there's many ways to come at
that's
this.
True.
But that, I mean, that's what that's really what I look for. And I tend to look for something that is like can be like when you have when I said balance, like every beer commercial talks about balance, right? But what that means is that you can like for, especially with a craft beer, you know, with something that's a little bit more full flavored, I want to be able to like slow down and pay attention to this beer and really get something out of it. Like maybe it's a delicate hop profile, or maybe it's a little bit of tartness or a little zippy bite of bitterness at the end. Something like that, that makes me that rewards like looking closer. But I also want to just not think about that stuff and just crush it. You know, like if it's hot, it's you know, I'm sweaty. And you know, the lawnmower beer thing.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we're coming up against a break, Chris. It goes really fast whenever you're here. There's lots to talk about. But we will see you again in 1 month for another Wisconsin Beer Update. Chris Drosner is the executive editor of Milwaukee Magazine and the author of the Beer Baron column for the Wisconsin State Journal. Check him out. Thank you for being here, friend.
Cheers, everyone.
All right. Well, when we come back, we will wrap up today's show. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? Do you have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds, June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real petcation, June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Petpalooza.
Knackered, be tired or worn out. At Quality Plus Printing, we understand the pressure you may feel when you're working on your latest design and printing project. Well, think of Quality Plus Printing as your no-knackered zone. We have the technology, expertise, and customer service to help you knock out the knackered and make the process easy. Quality Plus Printing, we'll get your words out. 3515 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. Call us at 715-423-7440.
As a mom and a teacher, I've done it all. Fundraisers, field trips, school assemblies. It's what we do for our children. Whether you're a public school parent, educator, or both, we share one goal: giving our children the best education. The Wisconsin Education Association Council looks forward this school year to partnering with you. Our children's success depends on it. Join us at weac.org. Welcome back to school.
Welcome to Stone Age Gem Mineral and More.
Hi, I find myself worrying a lot at work.
I have a stone to help with that.
Really? My anxiety has been through the roof lately.
I have a crystal for that. Stone Age Gem Mineral and More is here for you. Find a natural solution to your everyday needs. Customize your healing with the help of knowledgeable staff. Find us on Facebook and start your healing journey today. Stone Age Gem Mineral and More. We have a crystal for that.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Showers possible. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And this show just flew right by.
It really did. It just zoomed.
And so, but yeah, so we have a funny, I'm trying to understand if this is a compliment or not.
Oh, this should be interesting.
So let me get the whole thing up because it's a bit of a mouthful. So we got a message on the live stream for Facebook, which you are also always welcome. Yesterday, we had a little bit of issues with it, but most days, if you would like to watch the show instead of just listen to the show, you can do that on the YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter page at As Goes Wisconsin. And you can leave comments there. Also, go back and watch the replay. Every once in a while, if I forget to turn off my mic during the break, you get to hear, as I said last week to Joe Selmans, linguist from UW-Madison, when we were talking about cursing, I said, for some reason, I'm totally fine not cursing on air, but off air is a different story. So you may hear some colorful language sometimes when things go wrong.
It might happen.
But we were just left a comment from Ron Legro, and I think it's a compliment.
All right, let me hear it.
I'm going to read it. You tell me if you think this is a compliment or not.
Okay.
This is from Ron. I may have developed a new health issue listening to As Goes. Like many older guys, I fall into fatigue too quickly, so several years ago, my doc prescribed 20 micrograms of vitamin B12 daily. That was enough to help me keep me convincingly spry on the basketball courts for years. Now, however, and this may be just a coincidence, after trying to keep up with your delicious but frenetic program, I visited my doc and he upped my B12 daily quota to 1,000 micrograms. Okay, then. So I'm hoping I'll be able to get through an entire As Goes Wisconsin show now without heading to the fainting couch. Well, and the 1 hour show reduction may also help, sadly. Hello, As Goes. Are we frenetic?
I don't feel we're frenetic. We can try and be less frenetic.
I like our energy.
I like, what was it, delicious and frenetic?
Delicious and frenetic.
Well, that should go on a shirt.
I think, yeah. I would love to be described as delicious but frenetic.
As Goes Wisconsin, delicious but frenetic.
And frenetic.
And frenetic.
Because frenetic's not always bad thing. Frenetic. Well, the definition of frenetic: fast and energetic in a rather wild and uncontrolled way. I'll take that.
That is hilarious. Don't forget, you can always get in touch with us. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. You can call and or text at that same number. And you can always just send us an email. It's asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us.
Yes, and as always, if you missed any part of today's show, you can go listen to it as a podcast. Certainly download the Civic Media app. I think we had a glowing endorsement from Tom from L.A.
Yeah, that's the promo right there.
Of being able to take it wherever you want. You can listen to all the different stations, of which we now have 19 in total. We have 6 music stations across the state of Wisconsin. And let's just do this rundown right now.
Sure.
So WMDX in Madison, which is 1580 AM, 92.7. Obviously, we're recording from WAUK, the Shaw, at 540 AM, 101 FM. This is in Waukesha and hits most a lot of southeast Wisconsin.
Yep.
We're also now in Racine and Kenosha on WRJN.
Which has been there for a long time. We're
and
really, really thrilled to be on WRJN.
So that's 1400 AM, 99.9 FM. And that's also where you'll be able to hear the Packers this fall.
Cool.
Which is pretty exciting.
Yeah.
We're also now on, as of this week, in La Crosse. Listening, we're on the Eagle, which is WLCX.
Beautiful, beautiful La Crosse.
And 1490. And obviously still over in that neck of the woods. We've been on and are still on Richland Center. WRCE, News from the Center, 1450 AM, 107.7 FM. Bull Falls Radio up in Wausau, 1230 AM, 98.9 FM. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM, 98.3. New this week, we're in Eau Claire, 93.5 The Tap.
Hello, Jean.
Who's Jean?
Jeannie. Jeannie's a regular caller.
Oh, Jeannie's in Eau Claire.
Yeah, Jeannie's in Eau Claire.
I should have known that. I thought she was in a more rural area than...
I think she's outside of the city.
Okay. And then obviously we're up in Amory, Lake Air, 1260 AM, Hayward, Buzz of the North, 910 AM. And I don't know if we're talking about this other one yet. We're going to have one more.
I think we should.
We're going to keep, since I'm going to err on the side of caution, but there's going to be one more before long that will round out all of the stations that we're on. And there's a reason why I don't do it daily, because there's a lot of them to call out with the numbers and the call signs and the area codes and everything. But it is so fun to be talking to so many different parts of the state. And it kind of goes back to what, again, Tom from LA said at the beginning of the show. And I think it's something I try as hard as I can, even though I live in Milwaukee, to not make this a Milwaukee-centric show.
Right.
And try to find stories of stuff that is happening across the state, either in different locations, locally, but also things that affect the entire state. Because having spent as much time as I have in Rapids and knowing the different aspects of the state, like, I do genuinely believe, like, we're all Wisconsinites. And, like, each town deserves their own recognition of things that are happening there. But also, like, the feeling of camaraderie and the feeling of, like, neighborliness that we all live in this state and we all live here together and we all have to work on it together. And so I'm super pumped to be in this many different markets.
Oh, absolutely. And we've said this before and we mean this quite sincerely. If there's something going on in your community that you would like us to talk about or someone in your community that you think would be great to have on the show, just let us know.
Yeah.
We really, you know, we can't be on the ground everywhere.
No.
We are located in southeastern Wisconsin, but that doesn't mean that we're not interested in things that are going on in Amory or Eau Claire or La Crosse or Green Bay. So you can always reach out anytime, 844-967-2789, call or text or email us at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us.
And with that, we will end today's show. So thank you to everyone who called and texted and was part of the show today. We will be back tomorrow with, we're actually going to have Mike Crute from Devil's Advocates.
I am excited.
On Fridays, we're going to start collaborating, having a crossover with some of our other civic media hosts. And to kick it off with our first segment of kind of a roundup for the week of news, good, bad, and the ugly, we'll be with Mr. Mike Crute from Devil's Advocates. So that'll be at 10:30 tomorrow, and then we're going to talk to, who else do we have tomorrow?
Sherry Tussler.
Sherry Tussler is going to give us an update on food banks and what's been happening since the food share benefits shrunk. But it'll be a fun Friday, so come back tomorrow at 10 a.m. This has been As Goes Wisconsin.
Wake up and text. text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.